Okay, city council meeting for Tuesday, August 18th, 2020 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jeff Boyd, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
First of all, thank you all for, thanks for coming. You can hear the chatter in the air and the excitement leading up to an election. So I just want to, first of all, just say thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to come tonight. It's important. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight where you say two or more are gathered, your presence is here. And I just pray that your presence just be with this city. I pray your blessings upon the city of Orange Beach. I thank you for the men and women that protect this city. I thank you for the ones that are being promoted tonight. And I just pray your blessings upon them and all of the police force and fire and all of our services. Lord, I also just come to you tonight and I just ask for your prayers on the city as we have an election. And that the love and the kindness, the friendliness of the city continues to pursue. Because at the end of this election on next Tuesday, we all are neighbors and we all move on. And I just pray that your guidance be with us, that you guard our tongues, you guard our spirits. And I just pray your pure blessings on the future of this city. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Here.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with seven additional items. The first, a resolution authorizing a change order for the Public Works Fuel Station. The second, a resolution authorizing a task order for a wastewater treatment plant discharge information zone study. The third, a resolution awarding the bid for a works gift. The fourth, a resolution awarding the bid for a crane barge. The fifth, a resolution authorizing the refinancing of general obligation warrants. Six, the resolution declaring the event center chair surplus and authorizing a donation to the town of Alberta. And number seven, a resolution authorizing a change order for the Coastal Resources Office building.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consideration of previous minutes from a regular council meeting and committee of the whole from 7/21/2020. If there are no objections, the reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council?
Mayor, I have one thing real quick. We had pictures and photographs running at the start, if you could see on the screen, and those were from our summer youth program. And we just wanted to thank all the departments, but especially thank all the parents and grandparents of these children. We've had about 60 14 to 15-year-olds who've gone through the program in 3 years. This was our third year. And these are 14 and 15-year-olds that worked in coastal resources, community development, logistics, administration, public works, and Expect Excellence Camp Sunshine. So they definitely got their hands full, and I know many in the room have hopefully saved a little bit of money from what they earned. So those photos were from that. We appreciate them. Also just wanted to say thanks to the public works crews. We will be hopefully coming back and taking a photo with them at some point, but just excellent work on the school, which shifted some of our city facilities, and they've kind of got all those caught back up. So a lot of rain.
Well, I want to say congratulations to our MACOs. Our principals are in the house. You are a week in as the first real Orange Beach Middle and High School, and we couldn't be more proud.
Okay, the reminder, our council meetings will continue here through the end of the year, just so that we can allow for crowds like this. It's very much appreciated, and the more is better. Anybody else have any other announcements? Where's Jonathan? Jonathan, do you want to just briefly tell everybody about our new adult continuing excellence program?
Yes, sir. Mayor and Council Jonathan Langston, Expect Excellence and Recreation Center Director. This is our second year of continuing excellence, and we just put out our programs for that yesterday. And continuing excellence, for those of you that don't know, is the mayor and council's vision for adults their part of Expect Excellence. So it's enrichment, arts, and athletics for adults. And again, this is free to all the citizens of Orange Beach. And to let everyone know that we have the program brochures to the back over here. And registration will open up this week on the city website. Also, just barely into our first year, or excuse me, our first school year, first week of Expect Excellence, we're just over 300 children right now. Okay. And expect that to grow to a little over 500, as we were at 470 last year, kindergarten through 11th grade this year. But yes, your vision for continuing excellence has come
briefly
out this
go
week.
Over some of what's offered.
For continuing excellence, we have an array of things. A lot of this year, one of the things we're really excited about, too, is offering a Spanish class for adults. So we hope to offer a French class soon as well. We have a lot of different dance and ballet classes and merengue, things like that, as well as some sewing classes. So we're going to be starting an improv troupe, as well as a sketch comedy troupe, some theater dance classes, as well as we have some events on there. This will be our third year of Gingerbread Jam, which those of you that don't know, it's a wonderful community event for gingerbread making right around Christmas, as well as a comedy club event. This year, we now have 6 indoor pickleball courts. Many of you know pickleball is the fastest growing sport in the country. Well, we had to take a brief hiatus while we built our new gym and expanded Expect Excellence and Camp Sunshine. In that time, in the 4 years that we had pickleball, we ran just over 21,000 players through that program. And that was with 3 courts. So now with the addition of our new gymnasium, I think it's going to be a little bigger than that. So also back there on the table that has our brochures on it are my card as well as Miss Jessica's card. She is the creative director for the city. Any of the council and citizens that have other ideas of what they would like to see us offer for continuing excellence, please give us a call or an email. You know, your vision, mayor and council, was to offer as many things as we can for the adults, the seniors in our community, you know, and as well as a lot of the teens, too. You'll see that in this brochure, there's some things for the 13 to 17-year-olds this year, too. Because one of the things is, having been in ministry before, you know, a lot of times in youth group, and there you kind of age out. And we want to make sure that we build those things for our later teens, but also our 20 and 30-somethings, too.
Well, I got a 14-year-old, and there's no skating rinks.
Right.
So what am I going to do with him? So we got to find something. But
well, as long as he's got his parachute pants on, we'll be okay. All right.
We're down with that.
Well, thank you for entrusting us into this vision. It's just a joy of our life to be able to serve this community this way and leverage positive influence here.
Thank
we appreciate
sir.
It.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. Chief Brown, you want to take the mic? We got some very special recognitions tonight.
Good evening. Steve Brown, Chief of Police. Thank the mayor and council for allowing us to recognize the recent promotion and the achievement of four of our officers. Apologize. First, I would like to call Sergeant Lisa Johnson up to the front, please. Lisa grew up and graduated high school in Modesto, California, where she attended Modesto College and the University of Tennessee at Martin. After graduation, she moved to Jackson, Tennessee with her family for a job transfer. She was hired with the City of Dixon Police Department in Tennessee. She graduated from the Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Academy in October of 1998 and worked with the department for 10 years. After that, she was hired with the state of Tennessee's 23rd Judicial District Public Defender's Office as a homicide investigator for 4 years. She gained more knowledge into criminal law. She went back to school to study a new degree program in crime scene investigation and forensics, where she received an associate's degree in police science. Investigator Johnson was hired with the Orange Beach Police Department in July 2011 as a patrol officer based on her education and experience. She was reassigned to the Investigations Division. Investigator Johnson was selected for the position of Sergeant of the Criminal Investigations Division in latter part of July of this year, and Sergeant Johnson possessed the skills to effectively lead the Criminal Investigation Division. She is dedicated to solving cases of special victims of crime. Lisa's a proud mother of two children, Maddox and Emmy, both attend school in Gulf Shores and are active in baseball and cheerleading. One other thing that I would like to share about Lisa, during her time over in the Investigative Division when I was assigned there as lieutenant, on four separate occasions, she was recognized by the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office for her victim services advocacy and work that she had done for special victims of crime, domestic violence in particular. She's also done a remarkable job in her tenure here with child sex crimes, and she's to be commended for that, and we appreciate your service. Thank you. Next, I would like Sergeant Brian Kincaid to step forward, please. Brian was originally from Tuscaloosa, where he was born and raised. Brian served our country in the United States Marine Corps. He attended Auburn University and earned his bachelor's degree in wildlife ecology and management. He worked with the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Office as a corrections officer and proceeded to join the academy to receive his APO certification in March of 2000. Brian worked with the Northport Police Department for 10 years in the capacity of patrol officer. He was also assigned for 6 years to the traffic division and was a firearms instructor. In June of 16, Brian, his wife Emily, and their two daughters relocated from Northport. They're very active with the school, the church, and both work here in Orange Beach, Emily with the Methodist Church. Brian began as a patrol officer with us and then was assigned to beach enforcement position after that was created. He was promoted to corporal July of 18, and the latter part of July of 2020, Brian was promoted through our testing and interview process to patrol sergeant. Brian demonstrates daily that he is deserving of this position and being a supervisor here with the Orange Beach Police Department. So I'd like to congratulate Brian on his recent promotion. Next, I would like to call Corporal Brent McBrayer. Brent, as we call him, but Michael, graduated from Irwin High School in Birmingham, where he was born and raised. After graduation, he had several jobs figuring out what he wanted to do. Michael received his APO certification from Jefferson County Training Academy in 2014. He then began working with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office as a county deputy. Michael, or Brent, and his wife Jennifer and their son moved from Birmingham to Orange Beach in 2017 when he was employed here as a police officer. During his career here with the Orange Beach Police Department, he has been assigned to the Patrol Division. He has also been assigned to narcotics investigations. And through our promotional and testing process, he has been promoted to corporal. And congratulations, Mike. Next, I would like to call Corporal Guy Oliver, who we know as Brandon. Brandon grew up and graduated high school in Clayton, Missouri. After graduation, Brandon worked in home construction. Within this time, he obtained his degree from Marquette University in criminology and law studies in 1995. In June of 2001, he received his law enforcement training certificate from the St. Louis County Police Academy. He began his career with the St. Louis City Airport Police Department as a certified canine handler. In 2006, Brandon received the Top Academic Achievement Award of the National Explosive Detection K-9 Team. 2016, he was recognized for his 10 years of commitment to excellence as an explosive detection K-9 handler by the TSA. Brandon and his wife, Candace, and two children moved to Baldwin County in early 2017 to be closer to family. Brandon joined our department that same year, and since then, he has done a remarkable job. He's steady and does a great job for us. Through our promotional and testing process, he has advanced to the rank of corporal, and we congratulate you. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief Brown.
Thank you, Chief.
Our police department is flourishing, and I appreciate under Chief Brown, and I appreciate you more than you know. All right, moving to new business, a resolution. This is an addition, resolution authorizing the execution of a change order to the MECO Public Works Fuel Station, $4,688.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Goodwin Mills K-Wood. Discharge Information Zone Study, Orange Beach Wastewater, $51,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a works gift, Coastal Resources, $68,752.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, sir.
That's an expensive works gift.
It is, but I looked at that this afternoon and contacted Philip. Philip and put me in touch with Wade. Wade wrote the specs because of the difference and such like that. But everything's been vetted, and I appreciate you tentative to it. So we'll move forward with that. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a heavy duty skiff, by the way. I was just messing with Philip. Yep.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Wade.
So if you didn't hear him, it's 100% grant money buying this boat, which they always come through with grants in that department. I thank you.
Amen.
Any further discussion?
Yes, sir.
So that's why they have to have another one. Right?
That's why we need another one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for crane barge for Coastal Resources, $233,958.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, this also will be helpful in what you have or used to achieve, Mr. Jeffries, and grant funding. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is Go Mesa money?
Yeah. Yes.
Which is
a
great thing coming from the governor's office, which is something new for us because we have not gotten a lot of Go Mesa money in the past. I think we got $1 million on that. Am I right? Yeah, 1.2. And while I'm thinking about it, I got notified today from the governor's office that they had approved another $2.6 million in Go Mesa money to build out the boat launch on the north side. So that's great to hear that as soon as we get the permit, we move forward with that.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing refinancing with general obligation warrant 2012.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay, discussion?
Forward.
Opportunities
to save.
Ford Hanley, Finance Director. I just wanted to remind you that this is the sewer for the previous building of the new plant, or I guess it's older plant now. This should net the city somewhere between $625,000 and $800,000. And this will not extend the debt on this. And so this was a really good deal with rates at where they are right now. So just wanted to throw that out there.
That's on thank the 2012 you, Ford. Warrant. Sewer. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Ford.
We're saving $800,000. Thank you.
Thank you, Ford.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring event center chairs owned by the city of Orange Beach surplus donation to the town of Alberta.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? I know they're very happy.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a change order with Phil Harris Construction, Coastal Resources Office Building, $43,676.93.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, we'll move to a public hearing. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, setback encroachment for storage addition. The way this works is we'll have be presented the facts by Griffin. Then the council will be asking questions, and then we'll open the floor for public comment, close the floor, final questions, and move on. Thank you, Griffin.
Yeah, this is at 27 Parks Edge in the Parks Edge Plan Unit Development. This is a request for a storage addition, but to get started, we'll talk about the master plan, that what it requires for the residential lots and the side setbacks. It requires 10 foot on one side and then 5 foot on the other side. This property here at 27 Parks Edge, it has a 10 foot setback on the south side and a 5 foot setback on the north side. The rear side abuts the Gulf State Park, and the applicant is seeking to construct an attached storage addition to the south side or into that 10-foot side setback. And since the shed will be attached to the house, it becomes part of the building footprint. And if we go to our next slide, the applicant requests a deviation to encroach 7 feet into the side setback on the south side. This addition will have dimensions of 7 by 12. The addition will be 3.74 feet from the south property line and 8.74 feet from the neighboring house to the south. The addition will be architecturally compatible, or it will blend in with the house, and the Parks Edge Architectural Review Committee concurs with the request. If we go to our next slide, and this just shows the location of the lot in the subdivision. Our next slide, we show the site plan. If you see where the blue arrow is, that's the 7 by 12. That's where the addition will be located, and it's going into that 10-foot setback on the south side. If we go to our next slide, and this is just rough renderings of the addition. Again, it's going to be architecturally compatible with the house. If we go to our next slide, and this shows the site. If you see where the yellow arrow is, that's where the addition will be located on the south side of the house. And if you have any questions.
Griffin, the neighbors that were close to this, they all in concurrence?
The Architectural Review Committee approved it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get any.
No opposition from the neighbors.
Yeah, we didn't hear any opposition.
Okay.
Well, this is Parks Edge. That's on the east side of Village of Tanning, right?
That's the north, yeah. Sort of the north side, northwest yeah. side yeah. of
it's
the
on
Village
the west
Tanning.
Side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a property rights guy. If it's my property, I want to build it. But I appreciate you with the detail.
Thank you.
Any further questions? All right. Any public comment or questions? Okay, we'll close the public hearing and move to first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, setback encroachment for storage addition.
Move on unanimous consent to suspend the rules and allow immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Can you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. First reading, ordinance amending Chapter 66, Code of Ordinances, streets, sidewalks, other places to be designate Sweetwater Drive as a one-way street.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion. Reason we're doing this is to create a better traffic flow in and out of the high school, and to reduce because we're going to eliminate a left end at the center entrance of the high school, which creates a very dangerous situation. We're going to create a loop for the buses and a way for them to come out, loop in for the left turn. So it creates a much safer situation in front of the school. Any further discussion or questions?
I would just say this was a perfect example of the residents of Cypress Village coming out, pointing this out, the danger of it, and it was an immediate fix and the way it's supposed to work. So I appreciate them coming out and pointing it out to us.
And but they've expedited the process. Both ALDOT and Baldwin County agreed that it made sense to do this. So that was appreciated that they immediately looked at it, which sometimes hasn't happened a long time ago, but it's gotten much better. So we appreciate that very much. All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kenton?
Yes. Ordinance amending Chapter 30, Article 3, Code of Enforcement, Ordinance of the City of Orange Beach, entitled Noise.
Mayor, Kit Alexander, Community Development, I would like to respectfully request that this first reading be deferred to the next council meeting. Mm-hmm. There are still some things that need to be changed that you had mentioned in the last council meeting, and I need to have that done, so I'd like to defer this first reading, if you don't mind.
I think that's a good idea.
Move to table.
Second.
Did you want to just leave it?
We don't have to.
No action.
Don't have
to. And then it'll just go to second reading the next time.
Yes. If we go to second reading and we're not ready, we'll table. So, sound good to y'all?
Got it.
All right. All right. First reading. Ordinance authorizing the City of Orange Beach $10 million line of credit, Bryant Bank, connection with providing additional funding for the current tax-exempt capital projects. Issuance of city $10 million principal amount, general obligation warrant, common connection, city entering a credit agreement and related loan documents in connection therewith.
Mayor, Ford Hanley, Finance Director, I ask that we go ahead and table this at this time, and actually no action based on the city receiving $320,000 today from the CARES Act and plus having several 2 months in a row of very high revenues to go back through the budget process, look at all of our capital projects, and revisit this at a later time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So this will not move on to a second reading. It's going to fall off.
Correct.
Yes. At the time we started looking at this, this was the COVID reaction to COVID and not knowing what was coming. Preserve cash, interest rates at a very, very low number, so it made sense to have a line of credit in case we needed it and preserve cash for whatever reason. But things are looking up, so we will not do that for that reason. All right. We'll adjourn this meeting and immediately go into our committee of the whole meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Committee of the whole meeting is called to order Tuesday, August 18, 2020. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kenton?
Here. Considering the previous minutes of our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 8-4-2020 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement with Power South Energy Cooperative for an easement. Kit?
Kit Alexander, Community Development. This is an easement, and I believe there is a sketch that is attached. Let's go to the aerial sketch. This is an easement that we're acquiring, or actually a license agreement for the, is that the whole thing? I think, can you shrink it
down
a little?
There's another one.
There you go.
It drops down.
Yep. Go back to where you were. Scroll other way. Yeah. This is for the multimodal path on Canal Road East that Thompson Engineering is currently in the process of designing. At the proposed cul-de-sac roundabout at the Art Center, Library and Senior Center. We're going to have the multimodal path come south there on the east side of the substation, and then it's going to come down on the southeast side and then on the north side of the Justice Center. This is the license agreement that Power South has agreed to allow us to cross over their property. And you can see on that sketch where that's located. No, you need to scroll up. Yeah, it's there on the south. Can y'all see where that is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Kit.
Anybody have any questions about that? So that is the connectivity from essentially Bear Point to 161 and then southward to wherever you want to go. All right, resolution appointing, reappointing Sean Go, Rusty Hart, to the Fire Code Board of Appeals. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Ordinances, ordinance amending Section 1029, City of Orange Beach, Alabama, inhumane treatment of animals, confinements, leashes, generally, to add restrictions regarding animal tethering. Everybody good with that? Essentially, we're not going to let folks tether their animals unattended.
Yes.
Is that what it amounts to, Joni?
Yes. Correct.
And I just wanted to repeat and reaffirm that you can still tether your animals. You just need to be in attendance.
You need to be there. Area.
Yeah.
Or someone else.
Somebody called me and asked me about it, if we're getting in people's backyards and monitoring, tethering. Well, right now we're not.
Okay. Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Wharf PUD modification, Wharf East Side Storage, 9/15/2020. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We will save executive session for after our open forum. No, it's not a forum. Not a town hall. Just open floor discussion. So does anybody need a break before we start? Are y'all ready to go back there, guys? Okay. All right. We'll take 5 minutes then. A real 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay.
For public comments?